Caroline, please.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm Caroline McLeod, and I'm leading up a team of researchers at Nova Research Company, including Dan Eckstein, Elizabeth Harama, and Paul Young. We are the external evaluator for National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases program. So I'll be presenting on our evaluation of that program today. I have no relationships to disclose. And so today we'll talk a little bit about the NIAID HIV Vaccine Research Education Initiative, commonly known as NIVRI. And then I'll talk a little bit about key influencers. And then we will give you a broad brush of lessons from the evaluation that we think are quite interesting. All right, so NIVRI has several goals: to increase the awareness of the need for HIV vaccine, to improve knowledge and positive attitudes, and enhance partnerships between community and researchers, and also the final end, to try to create support for current and future HIV vaccine trials. So the focus of this program are populations that are highly impacted by HIV/AIDS, so that's African American, Hispanic Latinos, and men who have sex with men. That includes bisexual men, gay men, and men who do not self-identify as either of those. So this is NIVRI's simplified logic model. The key piece to know is that these national and local partnerships are working to create the media, create the messages for the media. They also develop and disseminate the information. There are also advisory groups from each of the highly impacted populations. They're also helping to develop the messages for the program. And the idea here is that those four groups, those are our key influencers, and the intermediate objective to the program is to increase support through key influencers and community leaders. So NIVRI is really, in the short term, they're really looking on to trying to impact these key influencers, and then also to disseminate accurate HIV messages on a broad scale. Their long-term objectives, which we could not measure, is to increase support at all three levels: individual, social networks, and communities. And overall, they want to increase support overall among populations most affected by the epidemic. Our problem is that there's wide distrust of clinical trials and healthcare providers in communities that we really want to target to bring into vaccine trials. This distrust is founded on events like Tuskegee and the Guatemalan studies where people were really treated poorly. We also have a lot of inaccurate information and myths in these communities, you know, as a result of these horrible research studies. So we're really out there trying to combat that. We also have results of HIV vaccine trials. We've had some results that were very equivocal. Now there are some that look like they're a little more positive. So the results are really mixed, and it's hard to deal with that information. Our evaluation actually has three components, but today I'm going to focus on our key influencers, information we've gotten through our stakeholder interviews, our focus groups, and our key influencer survey. So here's the thing that we observed, the way that key influencers are working within NIVRI. They act as trusted evaluators, and they influence laypersons' knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors. And NIVRI really worked to select people who could do this. We also noticed, though, that these key influencers are actually impacting NIVRI as well. They are taking the community concerns and priorities and communicating them to NIVRI and to NIAID. Key influencers exert their influence through their social networks, and the key influencers tell us that their social networks are professional and personal, their friendship networks are all intertwined. And the key influencers can catalyze positive attitudes within their community if they evaluate that it's good for the community. In our stakeholder interviews, what we heard was the big challenge is the translation of the scientific language of HIV vaccine research into something that could be understood by the lay community. And also, we're really working with these deep-seated society societal problems related to racial discrimination and health disparities and poverty. And our stakeholders said key influence are going to be defined differently in different communities, and so there has to be a lot of flexibility. So that creates an interesting situation for us as evaluators. Our partner focus groups, so these we held focus groups with local and national partners, and what they told us was this, that in order to disseminate information effectively, you need to create a dialogue within the community, and it shouldn't be a hard sell. You should be able to have accurate and effective messages available, and they should be delivered repeatedly in the context of a trusting relationship. They say we need to address myths and misperceptions at all levels, and they said in particular there are a lot of personal myths that they carry, and those myths also occur in their organization and in society. These are all myths related to science and the way clinical trials actually work and what really is risk. The partners say, tailor your materials for maximum effect, but you know something, these general materials are also very useful. They noted that these local collaborations that they created around HIV vaccine education, this was something that actually built their organizational capacity. It stayed in there even after the funding went, and they really appreciated it. Finally, they also noted that this NIVRI actually improved the scientific knowledge of these lay community educators so that they felt like they were able to understand the content but also analyze future scientific literature that was coming at them so that they would be able to communicate in the future about future health prevention information. So here's what happened. As evaluators, we were talking to NIVRI, and turns out the program staff were really worried. They thought that these challenges were so extreme that they weren't sure that they were going to show any increases in support, these supportive actions at the right end. And so what we talked to them about, we created a survey based on cognitive behavioral research, understanding what makes people change their behavior. And we asked questions related to all these little intermediate steps so that we could capture NIVRI's effect along the full continuum of support. All right, and the idea being here that, you know, the broad education occurs to improve awareness on the left-hand side, but it's really these social networks that are helping to catalyze and mediate positive attitude and behavior change. So our key influencer survey is an online survey. Respondents were individuals associated with influential organizations, recruited by mail, email. We gave them an incentive link at the end of the online survey. Our response rate was 69%. Here's what happened. We took our partners, and then we asked who are you working with? We talked to NIVRI and asked, who are you working with? So we got a list of collaborators. And then we matched those collaborators for people in similar organizations, similar positions, working with a similar target population. And here are sample characteristics. Most of our people are over 40. We have about half men and women. Most of them have a college degree and beyond. We have whites are half and blacks about a third. Our respondents by organization target, we have the organizations that our respondents work for served African Americans about 40% of the time, Hispanic Latinos about a quarter of the time, and men who have sex with men about 36% of the time. Here's our sample. Our hypothesis is that information is moving from the partners to our collaborators, and our collaborators are going to have higher levels of support than our matches who have had no contact with NIVRI. So here's some numbers. What it looks like is actually our key influencers had heard about vaccine research, and most of them thought that it was very or extremely relevant, but then we really see the numbers begin to diverge as we move down the continuum, and you can see that our NIVRI contact people are much more willing to initiate a conversation with a client. They believe that procedures are adequate to protect volunteers. They say they have the knowledge, the resources to spread the word, and they say that they've actually taken action in the last three months. So then we wanted to say what items best predict willingness to take action. We had 21 items. These are the different categories, and they were all significantly correlated with willingness to speak to your client about HIV vaccine research. Here's what we found. These are the standardized coefficients. We found five items that were independently predicting willingness to speak to the client. The item there on the bottom, clinical trials volunteers counseled to avoid risky behaviors, those items were all related to assessment of risk, information about clinical trials, and those all were very clumped together with that item. The other items are really related to personal importance, opportunity, and then confidence in being able to change things in your workplace as well as your community. All right, so we're trying to move from awareness to willingness on those five items. All right, so in summary, here's where we are. High levels of awareness don't necessarily translate into action, and this information moving along social networks can address distrust and suspicion that otherwise undermine consideration of compelling messages. We know that key influencers have similar attitudes across communities. We have some information about trust being a little bit of a different item related to some communities, but I'll have to talk about that some other time. More information is needed about the effect of NIVRI in order to differentiate the impact from selection effects. In other words, people most likely and most interested in vaccine research could have come to NIVRI rather than having the information move the other direction. We're trying to tease those effects out. We need a lot more information about lay key influencers. Most of the people that we were able to get into our sample were associated with organizations that were influential in their community, and it would be very nice to be able to capture information from the lady in the neighborhood who knows everything. We all know those people. I'd sure like to find out a way to ask them some questions. So that's all the information I have. Here's contact information if you'd like to speak to us further.
Thank you.